this episode is in fact brought to you by the good people at BundleRabbit.com, Earth's most accessible book bundling marketplace and distribution site.
Welcome to The Everyday Novelist. My name is J. Daniel Sawyer, author of nearly 30 books, more than 30 short stories, and numerous articles and scripts and essays, coming to you from up in the crow's nest with my spyglass on this daily voyage through the dicey waters of business, craft, learning, and art in the writing life. Welcome to The Questions, episode 641.
Today, Ian asks,
do you use the same recording equipment and software for podcasting and audio narration? Can you compare and contrast the differences?
I can. We do use the same back-end software setup. We use Audacity to do basic noise cleanup and room tone looping. And then we use Ardour to do our editing and mixing. And then Audacity to do final output and mastering. That is true no matter what we're doing. We've done that setup on everything since about 2008. We did, starting with the end of Sculpting God, really. The end of Sculpting God and all of Predestination, all of Down from 10, the aborted podcast of Free Will, the production of Crudrat and the Carriger Quartet, and all of my other audiobooks, both for myself and for clients since then, they've all been on that back-end setup.
And I think all of our early podcasts as well, Reprobates. And
Reprobates and the early part of Sculpting God we did on Audacity. It was before we discovered Ardour. But so that's been a very consistent and solid software setup for over a decade, and it is free, though we do contribute to the Ardour project, because Ardour is awesome, and Paul Davis is always begging for money, because it's a very complicated development system. He's running there all on his own, basically. So, that's the software. The hardware varies a little bit from setup to setup. What you're hearing right now are the lav mics plugged in to the Tascam DR40 portable recorder that we use as the back end for everything. But the lav mics are what we use for this podcast. Before we got the lav mics, I used the onboard microphones and just held the thing to my mouth like so. Because there weren't two of us, it wasn't a problem. But on long nights of recording, some nights I would record 15-20 episodes, I'd be outside walking around for 3 or 4 hours, my arm would get pretty tired, and it was also subject to audio problems as I would gesticulate and it would move the mics off axis, which was always a problem. And we got a lot of wind problems. Some of the places we were staying, the outside was very windy, and wind would blow past these microphones and people would complain, and that was actually the impetus for getting the lav mics. The bonus is, of course, it lets Kitty join in without me having to use a mixing board, which is lovely. So that's that. Now, for the audiobooks, we have a slightly different setup. The audiobook recording setup sounds like this. This is a different microphone. This is what, this is an AKG C460B that I picked up on Surplus when my favorite audio shop was going bankrupt. And it served me very well. Before this, I used to use a Shure SM58, which was fantastic, but wasn't as quiet with the preamps on the Tascam as this is. Before I had the Tascam, I used a mixing board, which had nice quiet preamps. This has good quiet preamps if you're using condenser mics, but not if you're using dynamic mics, which is why I switched. Now, you may notice that the room I'm in sounds a bit different now. That's because while we record the podcast that you're listening to while we're sitting on the couch in the living room in the house we're staying in currently, this is in a little sound booth that we've set up in an attic room, because this is the only place in the house where it's quiet enough and I can treat the walls acoustically enough to make it sound like a proper recording studio. So that's where we are now. But all of this is still running. This is still the same take. I've just hit pause while I changed microphones out. All of this is still running on that beautiful little Tascam DR40, which is probably the best $160 I ever spent. I've had it for about 8 years, and it's never given me a problem. I've actually used it so much that I've worn the paint off the buttons, so I only know what the controls are by habit at this point, because you can't read them. But yeah, it's been absolutely fabulous.
We read the questions off of a Kobo e-reader that we got for $20 used on Amazon, and it's fantastic. So the basic differences are in the quality of the microphone, which includes the noise floor, the vocal response curve, the presence curve, and the form factor. All of those make a difference in the usability and the sound of the microphone. Of the microphones we use, the lav mics we use for this podcast are my least favorite, sound-wise, but they make up for it so much in convenience, and we can make them sound good enough that I'm not embarrassed to have it out in public, since it is a podcast instead of an audiobook. But for my audiobooks, I use the nicer microphones, and it really makes a difference. Now, if you're wanting to get into podcasting or audiobooks, the built-in microphones on the Tascam DR40 are perfectly adequate. I've set a lot of people up in studios designed around this little thing because they didn't want to spend for a mixing board and high-end studio mics, and it does really, really well. Perfectly well. And it's been my great on-the-go thing. I've still got $8,000 in studio equipment sitting back in my storage unit, and eventually, when we have the house built, there'll be a studio that takes advantage of all of that, which will allow us to record instruments and compose music again, which isn't possible when we're on the road like we are. But this setup for audiobooks is fantastic. And I'll probably stick with it even when we've got the nicer setup set up for music and for radio drama recording with gangs of actors. So that's about it. Thank you very much for the question, and I'll see you tomorrow.
The Everyday Novelist is written by J. Daniel Sawyer and presented by J. Daniel Sawyer and Kitty Nakian and is produced by Artistic Whispers Productions, Incorporated. The text is copyright 2019 J. Daniel Sawyer and the production is copyright 2019 Artistic Whispers Productions, Incorporated. This podcast is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives License and all other rights are reserved to their respective owners.